point to. Opposite the protectors of the fields, above your head, are Mark Arbogast's hunting trophies. Here are the skulls of buffalo, giant eland, waterbuck, reedbuck, cob, Cuban hartebeest, sassabee, roan antelope and sable antelope, common eland, bushbuck and blue wildebeest. To your right, you can see the mezzanine, which houses part of the collection's reserves. Mark and Mary Luce have assembled a collection of 1,060 Vodou objects, 220 of which make up the permanent exhibition, Vodou, the Art of Seeing Differently. It is by far the largest collection of African Vodou artifacts in the world. Mark Arbogast began his collection in 1963 during his first hunting trips to Africa. Mark's connection with Vodou was a very natural one, which developed throughout his life. The first contact was made through plants, which play a very important part in Vodou. Mark spent much of his childhood in the Vosges Mountains, and one of his neighbors was said to be a witch and used plants to cure animals. That was how Mark developed an interest in the secrets of traditional medicine. His mother was also close to Albert Schweitzer, a renowned physician, philosopher, and Nobel Prize winner from Alsace. Young Mark had the opportunity of corresponding with him, and this is what encouraged him to study chemistry. Mark's father, an Olympic swimmer, was acquainted with Johnny Weissmuller, the star of the Tarzan film, full of exotic African adventures. Mark and his father were both fascinated by Africa. And so when Mark was 21, he bought a plane ticket and flew to Africa for the first time with his wife Mary Luce. This was to be the first of many such trips for the young couple.